Hello, and welcome to Evolve or Die. A bit of a dramatic title, and I'm sure you'll understand. And hello, and welcome to Evolve or Die. I realise that's a bit of a dramatic title, but it comes from the presentation that I first saw and the presentation that I developed, which was all about the idea of evolving through crises and developing new traits and new ways of reacting to the situation around you. Because there's always a phrase that I've heard, which is, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And that's fine as long as the environment you're in stays the same. So this is all about consistency. The reality is, though, that the environment that we're in, whether that's a business environment or a non-business environment, a life environment, if you want to talk about work-life balance, the trouble is that those environments are constantly changing. And somebody said to me recently, the only constant thing in business and in life generally is change. And so being able to change and being able to kind of control those changes becomes really, really important. And so this course is really about helping you to become the best you that you can be. It's one of the tools in the big toolkit that we've got that can help you develop and help you to grow. And it will work really, really effectively in a business environment because, you know, change and planning change and creating change is really important. But it can also really help you in a non-business environment because, you know, we're constantly in a state of flux. The world is changing around us and we need to change to develop to become the best people that we can be, whether that's the best person at home, the best family man, the best sports person, the best hobbyist, the best musician, whatever it may be. And this book can really dramatically help you do that. And, you know, it came from a discussion that I had with Mark Peters, who was the MD of Pirate FM at the time. And we created this book. And it was interestingly, within 6 weeks of our first meeting, we had it on the Amazon list. And it was for sale. It was published. It was all there and up and running. So this course is to help you use the book, essentially. It's a guide to using the book. And you should have received yours by now, or you'll receive it quite quickly after you sign up for the course. So you may be jumping on the course before you've got the book, and that's okay, because we will take you through each step. But the beauty of the book, and here it is, the Evolve or Die book, we called it the Ultimate Self-Help Book. And we call it the Ultimate Self-Help Book because you write it yourself, essentially. So there are a series of questions in this book that are designed to help you develop and grow and create and achieve a goal that you want to set for yourself. And fundamentally, it's all about planning and achieving it as well as setting the goal. So each chapter takes you through a step that you need to go through to help you achieve it. And so if we look at the chapters, we look at the book, that, I mean, you might not have seen the book yet, but essentially the book is a series of chapters. And I'll talk about the first one in a second. Followed by a load of blank pages, and they're all numbered. It's a proper book. It's not a notebook. And the idea is that you answer the question in the book and be as creative as you want to be with this. You know, we've seen people sticking post-its in, pictures, drawing, writing, using the special fountain pen, whatever it is, because at the end of the day, you are the best person to write your story. So use the book to write your story, and then you can look back on it in the future, and it will be something that's really special to you. And the idea for me came from a course I did many years ago, which was a life-changing experience for me. And we didn't have course notes. We just had a little A5 book, which I've still got, and we made our own notes in it. And our own pictures, our own drawings, and our own thoughts and everything else. And I've still got that book in my bedside cabinet because it's a book that's really, really important to me. And I still go back to it and look at it from time to time. So we wanted to create something that would not only be something that helps you through a process, but something that you can keep and look back on and feel like you have written your own self-help book because it's your self-help book for you. So I hope you enjoy the process. If you put the effort into the process, you will definitely get the benefit from it. And we're really happy to talk to you after you've gone through the course. We'd like to hear your feedback. We're interested to see how you've developed and what you've used it for. So please feel free to get in touch with us. So let's move on to chapter one. And chapter one, and I'll open the book and look at this. Chapter one is, why did you buy this book? So essentially, this is about your motivation for buying the book, but also doing the course, because the course is designed to help you to use the book. So what made you buy it? I want you to write that answer down. So what was your motivation in doing this? What was it about the concept or the idea that attracted you? And importantly, we're starting the change process. So what change or changes are you going through that you want to use the book, use the process to help you achieve something that's really important to you? And it might be quite a kind of nebulous idea at the moment, but that's why you've got about 10 pages to write down all of the things that you can think about the change that you're going through, that you're planning to go through, or that you would like to go through. So it could be a life goal, it could be a business goal, it could be a short-term goal or a long-term goal. It doesn't matter. And there's enough space in the book to work through two or three goals. And, you know, you can always buy another one, or you can just create your own book from a notebook. But this, I think, really helps if you write in this book and use this book to do it with. So the first chapter is all about setting the scene, understanding your motivation for doing this and for doing the course, and also thinking about the change that you want to go through, that you're going to use this process to help you work through. So go away, write in the book when it arrives, if it hasn't arrived yet, write in the book. And then when we've done that, you can move on to chapter two and we'll take you through the next process. And I look forward to seeing you soon in chapter two.